action and a head brace and the whole thing. And what even Carl admits to me, that sometimes, you know, he has blinding headaches at times and he has pain and he has a back situation. I climbed the tower a couple of times and he no longer climbs the tower because it's too painful. But what we both can see may at times be occurring, that these, you know, is calcification due to previous injuries in the brain, and those things happen. And the whole issue with the stupid DOC and Riley Hollingsworth, that's all crap. You know, I don't support any of that. I just don't understand why our Industry Science Canada, and I know the local agent in Victoria very well. I actually wanted to verify it myself. I phoned Carl up. Now, you see, when I phone Carl, we have a secret code that he knows it's me, and he picks up the phone. And I'm one of very, very few people that can actually get to Carl from anywhere around the world on this. But regardless, you know, even Brian said that. He says, you know, hey, look, if the guy just talks normal to other hams, you know, get the hell off that stupid frequency. He says, eventually, we would let it all go away. Yeah, and I believe that, but he doesn't. And that, you know, that's going to be his undoing. I'm just so surprised and upset. And I have challenged Jim Larson. Jim Larson knows me very well. I have challenged Jim Larson, and this was like years ago, and I said, why the hell don't you lift his damn license? He's in our community, and he is not representative of our community. He doesn't give a rat's ass. Larson's a nice guy. Industry Science Canada years ago took it this way with Industry Science Canada, dropped the whole ball. Industry Science Canada, because of cost measures and stuff like that, said, our mandate is frequency management. Frequency management. And we only deal with interference. And as the community, legally, legislatively, in Canada, is responsible for controlling and patrolling its own members. We don't have the gumshoe for it. We are not like the FCC. The FCC has, you know, has the power. Fortunately, Jim Larson, he has the final say-so in Victoria because he's the local agent. He doesn't have the face for it. Jim Larson is simply doing what Industry Science Canada wishes him to do. Number one, frequency management, spectrum management. Number two, interference on commercial. Commercial pays the money. Amateur doesn't. They don't give a rat's ass about amateur. The last time I saw him physically was, had to be September, October of 2007. And I was at his station the year before that, when he was building his amplifier. Seriously, microwave parts for power supplies and triplers. I'm not kidding. I couldn't believe it. There it was, all laid up upstairs across the hallway floor into the radio room, and it was just being, you know, it was being, basically, the floor was the breadboard. Believe it, I said, I ain't stepping any further. I said, I'm just running a little two-wood handle, yeah, right. But it's just amazing what he was running there. He once ran he ran something once that was just unbelievable. But it was just amazing that it was working. I couldn't believe it. I mean, if I wasn't sitting there seeing it myself, I'd say, what the hell? I couldn't believe it. Because I'm one of the few people that would actually talk to Carl, associate with him, simply because I enjoyed the hobby and I looked past the character and saw the other person. Now, you have to understand that I worked for the last 5 years with special needs kids and people, okay? So I've had to change my thinking on a lot of things. And so I have to look past it, and I don't condone how he does things, and I says, you know, Carl, get the hell. I says, you know, you're your own worst problem here. And he will not believe, but I says, listen, I spoke to some of these guys on the phone. I says, you stop, still stop. I says, my God. You know, the whole issue with K1MAN, I said, I'm not even going to go there, Carl. I said, it's stupid. I don't, you know, Baxter Hollander thing, my God, and that buffaloes us. That buffaloes us Canadians, how that is allowed to happen. I think it's a combination of maybe fresh or happy. But I definitely believe, and a few others that are, I would say, quote, in the know, believe that what's happening is a result, directly resultant, and slowly going back to the accident. Head trauma causes huge problems. I mean, like the whole the Victoria Real Estate Board, he went after them and he lost big time. He tried to sue some people and they said, excuse me, have you heard of the word liable? This is how the court interprets it. And they did indeed interpret it to him as the verdict went. He lost big time.